There is another assisted service that is known as self-service, broadly used in a quick restaurants nowadays. Exactly how it works is, there is a cafeteria. It functions with the self-service model. Used in industrial canteens, college cafeterias, college and hospital caterings. How exactly it happens is, there would be a cafeteria would be there, menu board would be there, and you go there and you place order, and you pick the dish from there and come on your table and have the meal. This is the takeaway. This is the self-service model. Serves large gatherings of employees who are served together. For example, your corporate is giving break for 1 to 2 o'clock. In the between 1 hour, if your cafeteria able to serve 100 to 200 people, if it is a self-service model, everybody will go and will pick the dish and have and complete in 1 hour time, rather than going for the fine dining and all. This can accommodate more people. It can cater to large quantities of the people. The meals are simple and wholesome, provided at the it's like economical rates, you say, because your company has already decided economical rates. The menus are fixed and cyclic. Cyclic means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the days are, according to that a menu will be fixed over there. So this is a cyclic menus and a fixed menus. The menu is displayed on the board near the food counters, which we have spoken. The food is served pre-plated and the cutlery is handed directly to the customer. What exactly will happen here is, you go there, you take the meal, and the cutlery, whatever the spoon and fork, knife, whatever you are using, you will pick from there only, and you go on table, have the meal. Guests then sit at the table and chairs in the hall and eat, which we have spoken. The assisted service, self-service, there are few advantages and few limitations also. Let's discuss about the advantages. What exactly advantages are? Quick and easy, which we have discussed. In a fraction of 1 hour time, you can cater to many people in a corporation. And for larger groups, obviously, you can accommodate and you can cater larger groups also. And fixed meal timings, like which we have discussed previously in corporates, like 1 to 2 is the lunch time, there is a dinner time, there is a snacks time. In the fixed time, they come and they have the meal and they move. Economical, it is economical rates because it is already fixed by the company. Wholesome and nourishing. And limitations, menus become monotonous, which we have discussed. Each Monday, the same menu will be displayed. Each Tuesday, the same menu will be displayed. So, sometimes the customers get monotonous to the food. The food may get over and remain excess depending on days of attendance. Exactly, this is a catchy point in self-service model cafeterias. For example, if you are projecting for the 200 employees, there are 50 employees are absent. So whatever you have projected, the food might go for the waste. This is also one limitation is there in a self-service model. It is not to everybody's taste exactly, because some people might require the fine dining service and some people require the buffet service, taking meal and taking crockery from the counter and having meal. Some people might not like it. There is a single point of service, assisted service. This is also called one type of assisted service. There is a takeaway counter involved in that. What exactly is the takeaway counter? What exactly is takeaway counter? And who are the F&B services establishments are using the takeaway counter? Broadly, now the fast food chains are using the takeaway counter and they are making a good revenue from the takeaway counter. Exactly how it works, let's take a brief look of the takeaway counter. Customers order and serve from single point at the counter. There is a single point. If you see the fast food chain, so-called McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Domino's, there would be a single point of contact. There would be a menu board would be there. You go there, place order, pay there, and take the meal. From there you move. That is known as a takeaway counter. Let's see the rule, how exactly it works. The food is packed in the parcels and the guest does not eat outside the food, inside the food joints. There would be a single counter would be there. The menu is displayed. You would be going there, placing order, taking the meal, and you will not have meal over there, you will move to your home. So this is known as a takeaway counters. There is a vending also. This is also one type of food service. Let's discuss about the vending food service, how exactly it works. Automatic retailing machines are used for the dispensing. popular at airports and railway stations for beverages and snacks. What exactly, how exactly it works is, if you see in airports, if you see in railway stations, if you see in major corporates, there are dispensing machines are available for tea, coffee, and a few areas some snacks also. If you press the button, you will get the coffee. If you press the button, you will take the tea. And there are few dispensing machines also available in airport. If you put what exactly that menu price, they, you will get the snacks also. This is also is working nowadays well. There are some kiosks. What exactly the kiosk service is? Kiosks are very simple. Outstation should provide service for the peak demand. And the same time may be open for customers of dispensing only. The kiosk is very simple. In open places, there would be a small food counters are available. This is known as kiosk. Sometimes your dispense machines also works like a kiosk only. And food court, the major F&B service is happening from food court. Let's discuss about the food court, exactly how it works. Food court, a series of separate counters where guests may either order and eat from the number of the counters. One food court, if you see in Orbit Mall, if you see any kind of mall, there would be a food court would be there. In food court, there are different sector, different restaurants would be there, like takeaway counters, like kiosks only. So you say this is a mix of takeaway, mix of vending machines. This is a mix of all different joints would be there. You go and you place the order and you take it, but you can have meal in that food court. You will get a variety of food over there. The food may be packaged as a takeaway counter, which we have spoken. Specialized service. In assisted service, there are a few specialized services are there, which we are discussing now. One is grill room service. What exactly is a grill room service? Grill room service is various meats and vegetables are grilled in front of the guest. The food is displayed to chosen and served pre-plated. Then few F&B organizations, there is a grill room service would be there. It's like a display counter. There would be meats and vegetables grilling can happen, and you can place order and you can pick up from the grill counter as well. And a tray service, this is a very simple service which we use in airports and trains, where the food is pre-cooked and pre-packed in a tray, and whenever you place the order with the tray only, they give the meal to you, which might you have experienced in trains and airport services also. And one more food service sector, that is a home delivery sector. Drastically it is growing because people doesn't have time to go and dining, getting a dining experience. Now the home services, majority of the sales are getting from the home service department. Now let's discuss about a brief of the home service, how exactly it works. Food delivered to the customer's home and place of work. Exactly how it happens. You have a F&B organization. You have a F&B organization, like we have discussed in a room service department, where the menu is there in a rooms, he will place order and the order takers take the meal and the food can be served to your room. So the same way the home service also works. How exactly the home service works is, a common toll free number used by the guest to order, the area of the delivery is fixed. Pizza home delivery, meal on wheels, etc. Let's talk about the brief. For example, if you see the Pizza Hut culture, if you see the Domino's culture, if you see the McDonald's culture, if you see the some common restaurant culture, they would be having some numbers, the common numbers. The number can be advertised to residential places. The number will be advertised with the menu to the corporate places. What exactly will happen is, you would be having the number in front of you and the same time you would be having the menu in front of you. Simple, the same like room service. You will pick up the menu and you will place your order. Once you place your order, they take your address and they take your name and mobile number, whatever the menu is there, they take the order and they deliver your workplace and at the same time the your home place also. And now let's discuss about the room service, which we have discussed previously. Let's discuss about the room service also. Service of food and beverage in a guest rooms, and small orders are served in trays and large orders are taken on a trolleys, which we have discussed previously. The room service. Now just brief about types of services which we have discussed previously. The silver service divided into American service, French service, English service and family service and snack bar service. At the same time, assisted service, which we have discussed, one is buffet and one is a function catering. The same time, self-service is a cafeteria service. Single point of services is takeaway, vending, kiosk and food courts. And the specialized service, which we have discussed right now, grill room service, tray service and home delivery and room service. Let's discuss about the banquet. We have discussed about the hotels. In hotels, there would be a coffee shop, there would be a bar and a room service and banquets. And majority of the sales happens from the banquets. Let's talk about the brief about the banquet, how exactly banquet works and how exactly the catering happens, how is exactly that operations happens and what functions can happen in a banquet and what kind of food services can happen in a banquet services. Meaning of banquet is very simple. Wherever occasions happen, there would be a gathering would be there and there would be food service can happen. That is known as simple manner of a banquet. It is a formal meal with the toast and short speeches. The guests are seated and served as per the protocol. And it refers to all kind of functions and caterings also. What kind of functions can happen? There might be a birthday function, there might be a conferences, there might be a marriage functions. Where gathering can happen, the same time food also can serve to the gathering, that is known as banquets. Organized when the number of people involved of 15 or more, an Indian translation of banquet is Dawat, Bhoj and Osfan. These are the, like, you know, people say, I am going for the Dawat. Dawat is nothing but, like, you know, banquet only. Now, history of the banquets. Let's discuss about the history of the banquets. The banqueting started when people started gathering for the meals. Exactly. Because individually, sometimes you can have meal and the same times your family, you can have meal. And sometimes there would be a gathering would be there. That time also people will have the meal. That time banquet started. The two important events of life, birth and death, were the time when people gather for the large meals. This obviously, whenever the birth happens, you invite the people for the social gathering. That time, the same time, whenever a death happens in the family, you invite people for the function of the death. That time, the meals can be distributed to them. As the idea of banqueting developed, it could take place at any time during the day and for the type of the meal. Banquet, because why it comes is any place, anywhere, you can serve meal to your gatherings. Time, the function were more private affairs, exactly, more private affairs only, more private gathering can happen and a banqueting can happen with the private gatherings. Let's discuss about more about the banquets. Presently, banquets are specially function organized for the professional, social and state of occasions, which we have spoken previously. There would be conferences, there would be birthday parties, there would be celebrations can happen, that time banqueting can happen. Banquet department is a department from F&B service only, which we are talking now. Banquet department is a part of the food and beverage department headed by the banquet manager. Yes, in F&B department, one function is a banquet department, which is headed by the banquet manager. Yes, the size of the banquet hall varies from hotel to hotel. If it is a 3-star property, the banquet halls, maybe they would be having one or two halls. So the size vary from hotel to hotel. Standalone banquet hall also hold functions. Yes, this is very important factors. Not only hotels, there would be a standalone hotel. There is a standalone banquets also conduct a functions. Exactly. Now, type of banquets. Let's discuss about the type of banquets. One is a formal, semi-formal and informal. What exactly is a formal? What is a semi-formal? What is a informal? Let's discuss further. Formal banquets, set protocol are followed for seating and serving of the host, chief guest and guest of honor and the invitees. Exactly how the banquet happens is there would be a host. He would be conducting a function for gathering and all. He is the person who takes care of the menu planning, the system planning and the catering planning, everything. Menus are pre-decided by the host, which we have discussed now. There would be host. He would be giving the gathering to his friends and relations as a social party. He is the person who decides the menu. A formal dress code is mandatory for the guest. He may announce to his guest there is a formal dress code to his guest. Highest level of etiquette have to be maintained. This is very important. And the top or the head of the table is away from the service and given priority. This what exactly will happen is the head table is away from the service and given the priority. Type of service used is proper silver service. So here what exactly will happen is sometimes services also can happen in this formal banquets. So the guests are sitting from buffet, the food will picked up and services also can happen. Example, functions of the state in honor of visiting dignitaries, military dinners. Semi-formal banquets. This is another kind of banquet. The standard of service is similar to the formal function but less formal. What exactly in formal we have discussed is the banquet is same, buffet system would be there, services will happen in a specialized manner. In semi-formal, not that much of services we provide. The main table for the chief guest is laid out in a formal way. Chief guest, who is the host, the table will be laid for him. And all the other tables are spread around as required and need to be connected. And other whatever the gatherings are there, tables would be there, they will pick meal and they will have the meal. The dress code is not very formal. Exactly whatever the function is there, the dress code is not very formal. Example, cocktail parties, farewell dinners and broad meetings, etc. Informal banquets. This is another kind of banquet. No formalities and protocol are followed and seating and serving. Here, no protocol for the seating, no protocol for the serving. The guest will go and he'll pick up the meal and he will have whatever he wants. We have discussed about the formal, we have discussed the informal where the service is involved. Where the service is involved, a few dress codes are involved, but you are coming to informal banquets. The guests have the freedom to sit anywhere and eat, exactly which we have discussed. The dress code and the mood is very casual for the function. The service is family type. The service is family type. This is like a social gathering only. Come and have and enjoy. Example, marriage parties, birthday parties, wedding reception, dine and dance parties, etc. Let's discuss about banquet types on the basis of the purpose. What are the banquet types? Banquet types are there. There is a social function. This purpose of the type is meet people, make new friends, entertain oneself and build relations. These are the social functions of the banquet, where like wedding anniversaries, birthday parties and cocktail parties. The public relations banquets. The public relations banquets. Exactly what is public relations banquets? These are organized by the business houses, which we have discussed in a corporates. And they get together all his customers, all his people, those who are working, and they keep a get together. That is known as a public relation banquets. The same time, there is a professional banquet types also, like conferences, meetings, seminars, trade union conferences and international national conventions, important issues, etc. Some example. This is a professional kind of banquets. Organizational structure. Now come to the point, what exactly this organizational structure? F&B department, under F&B department, there is a banquet department. In the banquet department, what exactly that organizational structure? Let's have a brief look about organization structure. The structure of the banquet department depends on size of the banquet halls. Exactly, if you have the banquet hall, capacity is the more. You can accommodate 1,000 people at a time. So exactly that organization structure, the manpower you need to keep more. The same way, size of the banquet hall, each banquet hall will require a separate manager, exactly which we have spoken. There is F&B manager, and F&B manager, there is assistant F&B manager, under him there is a restaurant manager, there is a bar manager, the same time there is a banquet manager, which we are discussing now. And as simultaneously events may be held in all the halls, the type of function held, large conferences and wedding halls will require more staff, which we have discussed. If you are having more people for the banquets, you required more people as well. A management style may have F&B manager who is responsible for banquets also. Sometimes in hotels, what exactly will happen is if size of banquet business, there would be a separate F&B manager is also located for your banquet functions also. In large hotel, the banquet department will have two separate divisions. Let's talk about the banquet department, which we are discussing in a broad manner for the banquet department. One is the banquet sales, another is the banquet operations. What exactly the banquet? Banquet is getting sales and executing the parties in a banquet hall. So the departments are sales and operations. What exactly the banquet sales? what exactly the banquet, what are the roles and responsibilities for the banquet sales, how they work. Let's discuss briefly about the banquet sales. Handles banquet hall inquiry over the email or a phone or a verbal communication also. These are the people who get the sales for the banquets. So banquet sales people get the sales by email, by phone, by verbally also. Booking of the function, yes, obviously, they take the booking of the function also. Follow up for the inquiry, whenever the inquiries happen, you need to follow also. Sometimes what will happen is, the customer may call to you for the inquiry. Somebody has to follow up, the sales team follow up for the inquiries. Filling the correspondence, this is very important, whatever the correspondence between the guest and operations, the sales people fill the correspondence. Making sales visit and presentations also. Sometimes exactly what will happen is, whenever a banquet sales happens, the customer, the guest may come to your banquet hall, so called hotel. Otherwise you need to visit his place also sometimes. Sometimes our sales banquet team may visit the corporates to get the sales as well. Making the marketing budget and plans. This is very important, because whenever the banquet sales happen, there need to be some marketing plans also, how to advertise and what need to be done to get the more sales. Let's talk about the banquet operations. It comes under F&B services. Making the function, prospectus, and setting up the hall. This is very important. Who will set the hall? For example, there is a 200 people function is associated. So some people need to set the hall, right? So banquet operation set the hall. The same time, planning, execution, and monitoring of the function. This is also very important. Once sales has been closed, somebody need to plan. The same time, somebody need to execute. So our banquet operations come to the picture to execute whatever the function is there. And maintenance of the banquet area. This is very important aspect, because your banquet area, somebody to need to maintain that banquet operation come to the picture to maintain the banquet area. Coordinating with the chef, this is very important aspect. One is menu designed, one is menu is finalized with the host of the banquet function. So somebody need to coordinate with the chef, when is the function, what are the food products need to prepare, and what are the quantities need to prepare, what is the timing, what are the breaks. So this all coordination happens with the banquet operations only. Coordinating with the host of the function, which we have discussed, there would be a host, there would be a guest, who is taking care of the gathering, who is giving the function to the gathering, and he is the host. The coordinating between host also comes with the banquet operations only. Manpower planning and briefing of the staff. This is also very important. For example, you have the staff of 20. You have the staff of 20 people are working with you, and there is a function on Saturday, there is a function on Sunday, there is a function on Monday, and the entire week you have function. Then you need to plan for your manpower. The same time you need to make a duty roster. You need to give the holidays to your weekends to your staffing also, where the banquet operation come to the picture. The final bill making and payment settlement, this is also very important. Coordination between host and the chef, at the same time, the presenting bill and the settling the bill, collecting money also, the banquet operations takes care. Taking feedback and customer relationship. The last final point, the very important point is taking feedback from the customer, whoever the host, from making a good relation with the banquets. Let's see the broad way of banquet operations, how exactly it works and all. There is a banquet manager, which we had discussed. Under banquet manager, assistant manager banquet operations, and assistant manager banquet sales. Under assistant manager banquet sales, there is a sales executive. This is a one department. And there is another department which we are discussing now. There is assistant manager banquet operations. Under him, there is a banquet captain and a head wine waiter. Head waiter, we say. And under banquet captain, there is assistant stewards. Under assistant stewards, there is a casual staff also. And there is a bar waiter, you are saying, head waiter. Under head waiter, there is a bar manager also. Now, let's discuss about the banquet booking, exactly how the banquet booking happens. Who are the responsible for the banquet bookings? The sales team, who are the sales, banquet sales, are these are the people are responsible for the banquet booking. Exactly how it works is, it is the responsible for the banquet sales, which we are discussing now. And they then hand out the booking to the banquet operation department. At the same time, the three main documents to the banquet sheet. Exactly. These are the three main documents are there for the banquet booking. What are the three documents? One is the function book or the booking register. This is very important. There is a booking register is there always. There is a booking register where you need to write what kind of function, where is the function, when is the function, how many people are expecting, and we will discuss in a further slides how exactly it works. At the same time, the contract agreement would be there. At the same time, the function sheet. What are these three things? Let's discuss in a brief manner. The function book or a booking register, exactly what it is. It is a control register to record always the banquet bookings. Yes, nowadays it is computerized. What exactly, how, when it is, the register contains, you need to enter in this register. It maintains the date, time and the nature of the function. What exactly it is, when, what is the date, what is the time, and what is the nature of the function is also it contains. The same time, enquiries are received the banquet office through email, fax, telephone, walk-ins. The register has few enquiries. What are the enquiries you get? For example, you might receive a mail for the banquet booking. You might receive a fax, and there would be walk-in customers also can come and book. And at the same time, there would be a telephonic communication also can happen. These all details need to enter in the banquet register. The enquiries are noted and the halls are blocked tentatively according to the timing and date. What is tentatively? For example, if you walk in a restaurant, if you walk in a hotel, you say, I want to book this hall on the 25th December for, say, 100 people. They will tentatively block the date unless until you give the money, you give the advance. Exactly how it works, let's discuss further. Now, the unconfirmed function is blocked in a green color, the confirmed function is blocked in a red color, because only one date is there in register. You need to block that date. If you block in a green, so it is a tentatively blocked, means it may cancel any moment of the time. If you book in a red color, if you block in a red color, it's a confirmed, means that money, whatever the advance is there, has taken from the guest and it has booked. Now, what is contract agreement? Exactly what is the contract agreement? To whom that contract agreement is there? Let's discuss. Now, after confirmation of the agreement signed, there is a contract agreement. Name and address of the host organization. What exactly it consists? There is a address and name of the host and date and the time of the function. What is the date and what is the time is also it's involved. The same time, time and venue of the function. Time and venue of the function, number of packs and guaranteed and expected. What is guaranteed and what is expected? Guaranteed means by default, whoever comes. For example, guaranteed packs are 50 and expected are 75. So, if the guest gathering will be 40 also, the billing will be done by 50 only. This is known as guaranteed. This is known as guaranteed. And he might say expected also, above 50, whoever is comes, the same manner, it bills according to that only. Price per head for food and beverages. Whatever the food, whatever the beverages the designed in the menu, there would be a fixed menu cost would be there. It will be a contract between the host and the banquet manager. They decide about the pricing which comes in the contract agreement. In the menu, there would be a non-vegetarian, there would be a vegetarian. What are the beverages are included? The menu design will be there. It comes under contract agreement. And methods of payment and advance payments also. Because methods of payments might be credit card or might be cash. At the same time, there is advance payments also involved. It comes under contract agreement. Guest room booking, if any, cancellation and charges. There might be a cancellation also. For example, you have booked the hall. You have booked the hall for the banquet function and you have given X amount for the advance. In future, if you cancel, there would be cancellation charges are there. It's there in a contract agreement also. And the name of the banquet salesperson confirmed the booking, signature of the both parties. This contains the contract agreement. The next is the function sheet. Function sheet. What exactly the function sheet? Why you need to make a function sheet and where you need to send the function sheet is also very important aspect. Let's discuss about the function sheet. The function details are entered and function sheet and a function prospect. It is signed by both banquet manager and the food and beverage manager. Whatever the menu has been designed, when it is designed, what are the menu is there, and what is the guaranteed, what is the approximate, everything is entered in a function sheet. And this FP sheet function to other departments also. There are other departments who help to complete the successful function. So you need to convey this function sheet to the other departments also. FP and other department, what are the other department function sheet you will convey the message? Because there are other departments also who is helping you to complete the successful function. Who are the other department? Let's talk about the front office. Why you need to see it, the function sheet to the front office? Because these are the people to display function board on the lobby. Because whenever the guest enters the hotel, there would be a display has to be there exactly to what function is there today and where exactly located. The display responsibility is the front office. Housekeeping, to clean and decorate the function hall. This is also very important. To arrange the clean hall and at the same time to arrange the clean linen also, and at the same time the cleaning aspect is also comes under housekeeping, because you need to convey the message to housekeeping also. There is an engineering and technical department is also involved, because ensuring all electrical gadgets and order in place. Because whatever the electrical items you are using, electrical equipments you are using, engineering department comes under picture to make sure that smooth functioning. That is the reason you need to give the information to engineering department also. The same time, the kitchen is also very important. Very important, you need to inform to kitchen also what are the menu planned and how many packs, and these are the people who gives the food. And the same time, there is a F&B control team which we have discussed. They control the F&B functions. The same time, they observe that what exactly placed order and what exactly the sales has been raised. They need to know this function sheet also. The same time, the security, to give the smooth functioning of the services, you need to inform the security also. Let's discuss of the type of the seating arrangements in a banquet. We have discussed about the packs and we have discussed about the banquet hall. There is a seating arrangements also involved in a banquet, which we have discussed. People go and pick the meal and the seat and have the meal. What are the arrangements? Let's discuss. This is a U-shape. Very simple. Very simple. These are the seating arrangements are there. This is a W shape. These are the seating arrangements are there. This is a classroom. This is the function is happening here. People are sitting here. There is a rectangular. This is a rectangular seating. This is a syndicate. People sit here. These are tables are there. This is a theater room. These are the seating functions for the banquet. Let's discuss about the banquet menu, how exactly it looks. If you see the first column, there would be appetizers, starters are there. And if you see the second column, there would be gravies. And third column, there would be a breads, what exactly it is, and raitas would be there, fresh fruit salad would be there. This is a simple manner of how to make the banquet menu. And what is buffet? Buffet is a French word meaning a sideboard, yes. And it became popular in the second of the 20th century, exactly. And it is a style of service where one or more large tables are set in a restaurant, a banquet hall, which food is placed, which we have discussed now. There are more tables and more seating, more gathering can be happen. That is known as a buffet. And the dishes are arranged on the table particular style, and the guests help themselves, which we have discussed previously. The food is arranged on one table. The guests help themselves to take the meal and have the meal. The same time is the informal type of food service. Yes, this is the informal service for food service. It used a very large gathering and wedding and conferences. The Brazil few buffets are like to serve the home-based food and the Japan. The buffet is known as a Viking, serve Japanese food. And Sweden, this is a traditionally sandwiches buffet, you say. The steps for buffet services, the plan the buffet, prepare the buffet and display the buffet. Let's discuss about the plan, preparation and the display, exactly how it looks, how the buffet plan it is. Planning the buffet. What parameters are involved in planning the buffet? Let's discuss about the parameters. Understand the needs and know the perception of the guest. Exactly the guest, the customer, what he required, you should know before displaying the buffet. Plan the layout, display and presentation of the buffet. So what exactly you need to do whenever you are preparing a buffet? Layout and the display and the presentation is also very important factor in that. Plan the menu for the food and beverages. What exactly you want to display the food and what exactly you want to display the beverages also. Before only you need to plan for that. The calculated quantities required in food cost components of the buffet. Exactly, because what exactly quantities you need to serve according to your packs, according to your guest, you need to plan the menu or the quantities of the food and beverages. Select appropriate food items. It is very important. Appropriate items selection is very important in a buffet. The same time, identify and prepare a variety of buffet centerpieces, because it's very important to access the guest to buffet also. Again, preparing the buffet. Select the preparation and cooking methods for dishes on the menu. We need to choose the whatever the preparation products are there from menu only, because whatever the menu has designed, it is designed for the organization. And food production is habituated to make that food according to the menu only. Then you need to choose from menu. The same time, prepare the dishes as per the menu only. And check the quantities and quality which we have discussed, and hold prepared product as required prior to presentation. We say approximately by 2 o'clock if you are starting the buffet, you will not get the food by 2 o'clock only. Maybe you will get by 1:30. You need to hold food according to the time. That is very important in a buffet system. Prepare garnishes, sauces and accompaniments for appropriate buffet dishes. This is very important factor in the menu. Whatever the restaurant have the accompaniments and the garnishes, the same thing buffet also has. What we need to do is, whatever the menu has been selected, what exactly garnishes will go with the menu, what exactly accompaniments are going with the menu, we need to select before planning the buffet.